Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to the Psychic Funhouse. We are here for another episode of Psychic Readings with yours truly, Michael Espinoza. And I'm here with my lovely co-host, Mr. Laurence Birch. Hello, Laurence.
Wow. Listen to my Dorian fans. Bonjour, bonjour.
I know. Bonjour, monsieur.
People love us. That's exciting.
They do. Well, especially you. I mean,
well, yeah.
I didn't get the applause. You did.
No.
They love you, sir.
You get the wolf howl.
That's what happened when
you stepped on poor doggy's tail. Ow! Jerk.
What? Well, welcome, sir. Welcome.
Yeah. Yeah.
How you doing?
I hear you've had a busy week.
I have. Been running around, getting stuff done, right? It's what it's
taking
about.
Names. Mm-hmm.
Taking names.
Good job.
Taking numbers. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, yeah, and having interesting readings. How about you?
I made it over to the Oregon coast on Monday. That was the highlight of my week.
Uh-huh.
With my herb student.
That's nice.
And, yeah, looked at some plants. Went to a place that I've been to for a number of years, and she's ecologist and works for a company that's got contracts all over the state trying to restore and preserve different things. And she informed me that the place we were going to was a special habitat for, I can't remember the name exactly, but it's a type of spotted butterfly, white spot butterfly, blue spot, something like that. That only feeds on violets.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was interesting. I didn't know that was what was going on there. But
so did you see any of the butterflies?
I ate a few, but they're really delicious. They taste like violets. No, I'm just kidding.
You're horrible. Don't say that.
Well,
butterflies
are
so sweet.
What, exactly. That's the whole point. Delicious. Yeah. Ever since I got that prehensile tongue on Amazon, my life has totally changed. It's amazing. So,
it's like
a chameleon. Prehensile.
What did you get?
Prehensile. It's a prehensile tongue. It means I can move
what
it at will. And it's like monkeys have prehensile tails. They can use them like hands. So.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
So
wow.
It's our word of the day. Yeah.
Okay. Prehensile.
Only 29.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you. There you go.
You can
people.
Amaze
We've
friend.
Learned a new word.
Yeah.
From Laurence Birch.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Prehensile.
Keeping it educational.
Exactly. So did you have any interesting readings this week you want to share with us?
I didn't have any interesting readings this week.
Okay. Any psychic experiences you want to share with myself and the readers? I mean the listeners?
Well, this is kind of personal, but I don't mind sharing it. So I think I mentioned last week, because it was our Memorial Weekend show to honor our loved ones who passed on, that my cat of 18 years recently passed away at the beginning of last month. And I've been missing him a lot. I've talked to him about him with you, Michael, and because you're a cat guy. You're the Tierra. Tierra King of the cats.
Right.
So I had this dream the other night where he was lying next to me, kind of in the way that he did. He was a pretty big cat, so when he stretched out, he took up a lot of space, and he used to hang out with me when I would nap or bedtime. He was a professional sleeper. But it felt like he was there in my dream, just kind of checking up on me and comforting me and hanging out. And I woke up and I had this real vivid impression of him being there. So, I feel two ways about it. One is I'm trying not to do the thing, where you stay attached to your friends and family so they can move on. But at the same time, I'm still in that place of like, I miss my friend, So that's tricky. It's a tricky balance.
Yeah.
How about you? What's your client of the week? Or sharing about?
I had a really interesting reading with a person, and this person is she's psychic and she's a medium. She doesn't know how to control all of the gifts. And anyway, she sees a teacher. And when we do readings, the teachers say that, the person isn't truly altruistic. And so, a few weeks ago, there was a really bad experience, and these entities came, and they started throwing her around the room. And
wow.
Pretty frightening. Yeah.
That's traumatic.
Yeah. Yeah, right? And, and she said this time her mother and her sister saw it happen. And, So the guides were like, you need to step back and leave this teacher alone. It's opening doors that you don't want to open. Some of us learn lessons the hard way. So
wait a minute. Right? I need to clarify something. So, So this person who's a client of yours is also working with some kind of mentor who's teaching her about her psychic gifts?
It's not just about psychic gifts. It's spiritual beliefs and energy healing, and I don't know exactly what else. I haven't really pried and investigated that, but it's
not
just one
else.
Area. No,
It's not somebody now. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But your guides were saying they weren't completely on the up and up or something, or there's a problem with them?
Yeah, the teacher. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh.
Well, all of a sudden, you connect to this person, and then you have entities around you. She's had them before. We've had healing sessions done, and we've gotten rid of them, and there has been a long period of no activity, and it's good. And then she reconnects with this person, and then, they come back. So, it's not good. But, that's her path. And like I said, some of us learn the hard way.
Is she aware of that pattern yet? Does she see it that way, or? does she think is going on?
This person needs help. So she's going to help him.
Yeah, that's what I said.
They were like, the guides were like, stop. You know, it's like, you know, sometimes when we don't want to see things, and so we will ask the same question different ways, hoping to get a different answer, you know, looking for the answer we want. And so anyway, that's what was happening. And so, yeah, I mean, it's pretty serious. And they were pretty adamant, like, you know, this is fire. You're going to get burned. Walk away. And they were firm.
Do it, huh?
So, no. So,
wow.
I just hope she will see the light eventually and kind of walk away from it. So,
you know, it reminds me of the guest that we had on a few weeks ago, Katie Luxton. You know, she talked about before she got her training that she was, you know, she was aware she had psychic gifts, but she didn't really know what they were and kept trying to help people without really being aware of how to go about it safely. And she was told when she finally started working with people that she was, she had a term she used. It was like uncontrolled healer or chaotic healer or something like that. I thought that was pretty, pretty appropriate, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that poltergeisty stuff, that sounds pretty serious. It's getting physical. That's a whole nother level.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And to me, it's frightening. I mean, I've, you know, cleared homes. And you go into the home and you feel these things in there and it's just, you know, mind-blowing. I didn't actually feel them touch me or anything like that, but you can feel the home being permeated with all this stuff. And anyway, to be thrown is a whole different thing. That's frightening. So
have you been to her?
I can do is,
Have you done any clearings?
No clearings. We've done healing. And the healings, you know, there were attachments and we cleared them and it was, like I said, good. We got rid of them. And so, you know, it's really important to, I think, to watch, you know, who we hang out with. When I meet your friends, I'll tell you who you are. What is that saying?
Yeah.
How does that saying go? Yeah. You can tell a friend. So you can tell who a person is. if you have friends. And two, you know, I can tell you who you are by your friends. And so, yeah. It's true. So, yeah, it's frightening.
Do you think her life is actually in danger?
No. No. I think they're playing with her. So, yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, well, how often do we hear or, you know, meet somebody who's got some, you know, psychic abilities, but they don't really know what they're doing, and then they've got some hitchhikers or whatever you want to call them, and they don't even know, you know, that they're carrying these things. It's like, you know, sometimes they're like COVID carriers without even realizing it, and they spread this stuff everywhere. Other people are off energy. It's really unclean.
Yeah, exactly. So it's important to really know what you're dealing with before you deal with stuff. Yeah.
Well, I hope she figures it out. I hope she doesn't come to harm in any way.
Yeah, I think she will. I mean, she's pretty smart. And, you know, the guides were pretty clear. And, you know, they called her out on her stuff, saying, you know, we get it. You're trying to get a different answer with each question. And we're not going to, you know, we're not going to tell you what you want to hear. So if you want to continue down this path, then go right ahead. So
yeah,
we'll see.
I guess.
You know, and yeah. She knew. So we'll see. Yeah. So we're going to be doing readings today, sir.
What?
Yes.
That's in the contract?
That's in the contract. So we have a lot of, look at that switchboard. Beep, beep, beep. Looks like a marquee.
Yeah.
A lot of people here today. Thank you for all joining us. We really appreciate it.
I thought we were each getting body work on air and people were going to get to listen to the sounds of us finally getting relaxed. That's not the show?
No, not this week.
Oh.
Maybe next week.
Okay.
Do we know what's happening next week?
Really amazing, fascinating stuff, as usual. But it's a secret, so I can't say right now. It's very hush-hush.
Okay. When will you be able to release the information?
Probably Friday at like 6.
Fantastic. Well,
yeah.
I'm very excited. And
I can tell.
Wait. Right.
Yeah.
Now.
We all have to wait.
So how do people get in touch with you, sir, if they want to have a reading or a shamanic session? How do they get in touch with you?
Well, they have to get in a vehicle. It can be a weather balloon or a blimp or whatever works. And they have to come all the way up here to the Pacific Northwest.
Wow.
I'm not answering any other kinds of communication anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going remote.
Okay.
Going off the grid. So
I'm just kidding.
541-344-7534, phone or text. Email's givingtree@earthlink.net. And I've got a Facebook page, Giving Tree Farm Herbs. My website, givingtreefarm.com.
All right.
So if people don't want to talk to me, but they want to talk to you, Michael, how would they go about doing that?
Mm-hmm. It's simple. You can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com, and you can just hit that button, book a session, and you can book a clairvoyant reading, a mediumship reading, or a pranic healing with me. Or you can call or text me at 562-457-0457. Be sure to like us here at Blog Talk Radio and follow us. They don't like here, right? They follow. So follow us on Blog Talk Radio. So that said, you ready?
I'm always ready.
All right. Our psychic powers are up.
That's right. Psychic powers activate.
There we go. Psychic powers activated. Here we go. So first caller we're going to go to is 724. Hello, 724. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Keisha, and I'm calling from Pittsburgh.
What? Where are you calling from, Keisha?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Okay.
Can you hear me?
How you doing? Yep.
Yeah, the great state of Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
Welcome. What can we do for you?
This is with my, I guess it was my ex. His name is Jamal. I wanted to know how he feels about me.
You want to know how your ex feels about you?
Yeah, I like broke up with him 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I mean.
Well, can I ask you this?
Pressure.
How do you feel about him?
I don't know yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, you broke up with him. Hello? Keisha? Hello? All right, it seems to be we're having some difficulties here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it dropped. Keisha,
really?
Call us back. Yeah. All right. Well, all right. So let's move on. All right,
okay.
So the next caller is area code 216. Let us know your name and where you're calling from. Hello, 216. How can we help you?
Hi.
You're on with...
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Actually, I think this is my first time calling in. My name's Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Thanks for calling. Welcome to the Funhouse.
Thank you, the Funhouse. I do have a specific question. Is that okay? It's a career question?
Yeah.
Totally okay.
Well, I'm sorry. Before we get into that, where are you calling from again?
Ohio.
Ohio. Got it. Okay.
Mm. Okay.
Buckeye State.
Ohio.
Yeah. Well, here's my question. I've been at my job like about a year and a half now. I was hired to work at home. I was hired because of the COVID, but we're going back to the office in September. But this Tuesday, I'm having my first review. It's not really a review. They have to go over my goals, and I'm going to be with two women,
mm-hmm.
the big boss and then the team lead. I'm not worried about the
mm-hmm.
big boss, but my team lead that I work with a lot, she's not very honest all the time. Do you feel this is going to go
mm-hmm.
good? I love my job.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Okay. Jay is the big boss. That's actually, they both have J initials for their first name.
Can you give us your team lead, her name, the first name?
Yep. Janie.
Janie. Okay.
She's just real. It's my way or the highway, you know.
Right. Okay.
But I know she's
tap into
my
that. Way. Okay. I'm going to jump in here. I think it's fine. What I think about Janie is it's going to be fine. I think what Janie's trying to do is be a good manager, and I don't think she really understands how to do that. In a very productive way. And it feels kind of like if she's tough, being a good manager, right? She doesn't want you to think that she's a pushover. And so this is her way of like trying to get the work out of you. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do, but she's never really tough. That's the whole thing. She's just deceitful.
Well,
She's not, okay, she's not real honest all the time.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, but that's probably in alignment with being tough is, you know, she's
okay.
not being truthful. But, and that's the way, you know, I'm seeing it from her perspective. I'm seeing her energy. So,
okay.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. And part of the reason she does this is she fears for her job all the time. And so it's
interesting.
It feels
okay,
like
I believe that.
It almost feels like she's too junior for the position, or maybe this is like the first time she's had a position like this, so she just doesn't know how to respond. And so one of the things I'm seeing too is like she's very fluid, and she'll say, oh, I want that to be green. And then her boss says, no, I want it blue. And she's like, oh, yeah, yeah, that's what I meant. It's supposed to be blue. You know, and so And so it feels
she's
like there's a lot of fear there.
Okay.
Say
but I don't think Joanne, the big boss, is that way. I think she's fair because she's already I do think she's happy with my work too. But is Janie is satisfied with my job? Correct. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think it's going to be fine. She's going to try to, we'll say, be productive, right? So she's going to give you challenges, right, that she supposedly sees. Is she younger than you?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So it feels like she's green, like I said, and she's junior for the position, and it's just she's learning to find her way through this as well. So I guess just have some empathy, and because it feels like her boss is actually a really good person, you know, pretty fair.
She's very fair.
And yeah, and it feels just like she just wants you to work, do your work, and then we'll move on, right? Let's just get work done here. That's what she feels like. And she's like a good person. So I think it's going to be fine. Don't worry too much about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just like they're giving me my goals, but don't worry about it. And Janie will be fair.
No.
To his...
She All will. Right. I think the thing is, if she's starting to present maybe scenarios that you don't agree with, don't get defensive about it and just ask for clarification. Like, oh, I'm really kind of not understanding this. Can you kind of clarify that with me, or maybe give me some, illustrate it and tell me, you know, how you think I'm not doing this? Because, you know, I want to be sure I'm doing this.
Okay.
And so it's
that's a
just,
good way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And don't be defensive about it, but just ask for clarification for her to give you more information.
Right.
That's all I'm getting. Yeah. Lawrence, do you have anything for sharing?
Oh, that was just such a good reading. I don't know if I have anything much to add. I will say, Sharon,
it was.
Before you even, yeah, well, Michael's good. You know, that's why he's on the show. Yeah, I was getting, like, my guys were just chanting, don't. I'm like, whoa, what's this about? but I think... you know, what the clarity I'm getting is that Janie, the woman that's your immediate supervisor, she doesn't know how to be a team player. And so you're basically, you know, you're kind of isolated when you interact with her.
Okay.
And so there, you know, her, everybody, even people that don't do it well has a leadership style, and her style is kind of, every person for themselves. So she wants to come across as an authority figure, but she's so insecure. She kind of gets in her own way. So I think, you know, Michael telling you not to, take the bait or create any conflict with her is good, and not to be passive either. So it's kind of a tricky needle to thread. But I think you have really good interpersonal communication skills. So all you need to do is just really play up positive things about yourself without, you know, trying to come across as as bragging or anything like that, but just, you know, if the goals are what this meeting's about, make sure you're really clear on what yours are and how to present them in the best light. And just, even if you sound like a broken record, if you feel like, yeah, Janie is getting things off track or is trying to undercut you in some way, just come back to saying what it is that, you know, you really love about the job, because clearly you do. That's always okay to throw in. And, you know, you don't want to sound like a brown noser, but if you have something positive to say about about your boss's supervisor, the woman who feels fair, Joni, I guess, that's good. And then, and this may be a big stretch for you, but if you could come up with 3 or even 4 positive things to say about Janie that you can have kind of up your sleeve, if you feel like she's really like going to town on you being negative, that are sincere. They don't have to be like, you know, amazing or made, and they shouldn't be made up. You should feel like when you say them that you're being honest, right? Those are,
okay.
That's an excellent way to deal with somebody who's coming after you or isn't being supportive or is damning you with fake praise or just being negative. Just say, you know, Janie, what I really appreciate you about you as my team leader is that you're really punctual, or I don't know, you do really great Microsoft, you know, presentations or something. So, you know, so you want to have it you want to have that available as a resource, so it doesn't sound forced. So it sounds like you are just really relentless about steering this meeting through whatever stormy waters show up, positive way possible. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. So, you know, don't be afraid to take command without taking command. You know, coming across
okay.
the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to jump in here. Because one of the things, as Lawrence was giving you more information, your guides were showing to me, it's almost kind of like it feels like you've been in a managerial position before. Yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's kind of like you can run circles around Janie a little bit. So really handle her in a good way. Because I think what's going to happen is her boss is going to notice you in the way
okay.
that you respond to Janie and you handle her. And those skills, like Lawrence was talking about, the communication skills are way above Janie. And
okay.
I think her boss is going to notice you even more, kind of like, oh. Well, why don't we use Sharon for this position? So don't, like Lauren said, don't take the bait. Don't get bogged down in a struggle with her. If she starts getting petty or anything, just rise above it. And
yeah, this is mostly just goals. I don't, in my review is not until July. These are just goals they're setting. But I know she probably
right.
will throw out a few things. I know. I
huh.
get it.
Right, because management always says, you know, well, you have to give them goals and challenges, and right, they have to see where they can improve, right? But
mm-hmm.
people who aren't emotionally mature kind of get stuck on there, and it's like, well, I'm just going to beat you up and
I know.
Show my superiority over you and just make you feel terrible. I've been, you know, anyway, so... It's just, you know, really stepping back into your management position, putting that hat back on and learning how to handle her. That's it.
Okay. That's perfect. Thank you so much,
yeah.
both. That was wonderful.
You're welcome, Sharon. Well, thank you. Thank you for listening. We're here every Friday night, 6 p.m. Pacific time. Okay.
Thank you. Wonderful. Thank
Come
you
back
so
here.
Much.
No help. How it went.
Yeah, let us know how it goes. We want to hear. Okay.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks for coming on the subject.
All right.
Sharon.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, that was a good reading.
Yeah.
You ready?
You get a new listener. Am I ready? I'm ready. Yeah. Freddy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to go to the board, and I think here's somebody who's actually listening from their computer. This is exciting. Okay, computer listener, what's your name and where are you? And you're not calling in. So, hello, what's your name? Hello.
My name is Robot.
All right. Hush. All righty. Here we go. Next caller, 860-860. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Amala from Connecticut. How are you?
Hi,
hi Amala.
Amala?
Yes.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for calling the Psychic Funhouse. We're good. Well, I think,
thank you.
I think we're good. Michael's good. I'm pretty good.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. I am just wondering how, if you could just tap into maybe the summer into the fall. I'm looking to meet somebody, but it's interesting. I think it's my career that's happening first. I finished my book just now, and it's going to be out like in a week. Oh, thank you.
Wow.
It's been a long haul. It's been a long haul, but so worth it, very worth it. So feels really, it's, you know, what I write about, it's not just words, you know. I feel them. I sense them. I've healed.
Personally.
And therefore, I could share the wisdom and the learning lessons that I've learned from my experiences. So, so it's not just a book for me. It's like I've stepped up the platform of life or something. I don't even know how to describe it. It's an amazing journey. I'm wondering if you guys can tap into what's going to happen or whatever you feel socially, friendship-wise, book-wise, maybe even this summer into the fall, like August, September, something like that.
So it's this, just so I'm clear, it's mainly around the book that you want to know what's going to happen?
Okay. Yeah, and then also social circles because I'm a speaker as well. That's how I'm going to promote the book in the first place.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Let's tap into this.
Thank you.
Amala.
Are you publishing this book yourself, or do you have a firm that you're working with?
Yeah, it's an independent publisher, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you going on tour? Are you doing promotional tours?
Yeah, that's my plan. I actually am having the book launch, kind of like a gathering / party, a book talk in August. Because I want to just take a little bit of a break and I need some space, you know, the writer is not necessarily the promoter. You got to have another hat on for that. So
yeah.
Taking a little break. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so do you have somebody who's going to be helping you directly with that? Or are you doing that all by yourself?
Yeah.
What's your plan?
I'm in the works for that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody actually is helping me now with like social media, and she's really good at it, things like that. But you know, I take my time. I don't want to like jump in, drown myself in this either. But I know that I speak from the heart, and I think it'll just do its thing once I'm out there. I've been, you know, as a writer, I've been a hermit, right? I had to get this done. They really haven't been out, and being the promoting the book, it's a totally different ball game. You have to be out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, you know, as much as you can outsource all of that, and like you said, you kind of need to recharge, you know, because you, you gestated this thing and then you put it together and then saw it through all the way to the completion stage, you know, and my sense is kind of what you've been talking about, but you're in a, I wouldn't say a place of exhaustion, but you're definitely in a place of just depletion and not feeling like, you know, beyond simple conversations that you can really hold it together long enough to get too deep in anything. Even though you know this book, obviously, backwards and forwards, you know, if we were to start asking questions about it, part of your mind would just kind of go to jelly. So it's going to be, I think, really well received. I think you're going to have kind of a cult following with it that'll develop. It's going to be a little bit slow over time, but I do think you're going to find your readership and your audience, and you're going to probably have people asking you to partner with them for different related, I don't know if products is the right word, maybe services is better. Is this kind of like a, does this book have a self-help component to it at all? Or
So in a nutshell, just to describe, I'm legally blind and I'm partial vision, meaning I have tunnel vision. I still can see. So bottom line, it's been 30 years I've been diagnosed, but I'm not 30 something. I'm over that, but it doesn't matter. The point is, it's been a long haul and I'm still going blind per se. So, you know, just I'm sharing the wisdom and the, you know, from the life lessons that I've learned from people. People teach you a lot, and, you know, the way they treat you, the good, bad, the ugly, everything. I just take the good stuff with me and leave the rest behind. And it takes time, right? I mean, the heart needs to feel in order to heal. That's actually one of my lines. You know, you have to feel in order to heal it, right? So, you know, and I'm living proof of that. I can't just write. I'm not a – my actually – my, I have a little saying that I say, I'm not a cookie cutter bookseller. I write books because it's something to share and I've already healed. Then I write the book. So that's just my take on things. And, I think it's more powerful that way because I feel complete when, I feel whole and healed, and then I could write the book, which I have. And then now it's time to, be out there. And so I'm ready. It's going to take time. It's like kind of like, you're right. I am tired. We just finished this past week. So it's going to be in printing mode like in a week or two. So, so it's just,
What's the title of your book?
So my name is Amla. It's AMLA. So the title of the book is Amla Speaks 365. So my first book was 30 years of explanation of 12 stories of blindness per se. Most of them are on blindness, but there was, I'm just going to go backwards a little bit. My first book was about 12 stories, memoir / self-help book. So there are three parts. I go through something. It's based on a universal theme. Let's say it's facing loss, being your authentic self, or setting healthy boundaries. And then at the end of story, which there are 12 in the first book, I go through the, three healing techniques or ways that you could get through and you know, take on setting healthy boundaries for yourself. That was the first book. So this is kind of related in the sense of I have quotes, but they're kind of like names based on just life. I'm kind of going away a little bit detached from the blindness because I already talked about that. But bottom line, there's 365 memes / quotes that are based on themes, just like the first book, you know, facing loss, but setting healthy boundaries, being your authentic self, unconditional love, food for thought types of practices that you could do for yourself. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I keep, That's amazing. I keep getting prompted to ask you how your other senses have compensated for your vision impairment. Has that been an experience that you found that is – because I'm also getting told that you have almost ESP, like heightened perceptions of people.
Yes.
Like you really, you actually are able to get first impressions that are really spot on with people when you meet them.
Yes.
And in an interesting way, you still operate very visually in how you perceive things. So you're getting information that way, and you're able to still create pictures, and a lot of color, I think, is in your life still in different ways. Yeah, that's pretty fascinating. So
it is fascinating. Mm-hmm. I mean, I even surprised because I still have vision. So it's just, it's amazing, like going through this, like, it's one of my lines in the quote book that almost speaks 365. It's like when I had my driver's license, which I only had for 4 years, but you know, when I could see much more clearly, I was lost and confused. And now that I see through fog, literally like mist anywhere I turn my head. Right. So, but I've never felt so clear in my life. It's an amazing journey. Like I feel like I'm tasting raspberries, if you would, for the first time. The flavor in you just can't describe it. It's just so rich and just sweet, and oh, it's amazing. It's just, and that's how I feel. It's like tasting raspberries. I don't know. So like,
that's cool.
So
yeah.
It's amazing.
there's that quality that happens with synesthesia when senses kind of blend. You know, you can taste color or different things. But I think, you know, it sounds like your ability to grapple with, you know, your vision loss and then kind of come up with strategies for thriving. A lot of people are overwhelmed, especially have been in the last year, and there's like too much stuff coming at them. And sometimes, you know, what can help, you know, is to take things away so your life gets simplified. And obviously, you know, that isn't something that you wanted to create, but because it happened and you figured out, okay, well, what am I going to do, you know, with the rest of my life now? You've kind of jumped into that pool and swam around enough to be able to come back to shore and share your personal experiences with it that are, you know, yours and yours alone. But because of that, there's also a universality to it that other people can really work with. So, you're very authentic and very grounded, but also I think you still have this real childlike capacity within you. So I don't know if you hang out with kids much, but children, I guess I would just think are drawn to you like, I don't know, like Peter Pan or something, because you really got this kind of sprite energy. Like, don't turn your back on Amla because she's going to do something. She's going to prank you. You've got a really good sense of humor. So that's a really attractive thing too. And when you're at your best, that'll come out, you know, and your people side that's there, even though you're good at being a hermit, will really help draw people into your story and promote your book. So you should definitely take every opportunity to get people to help represent you, because I think it's going to be a lot for you to just focus on the content of what your book's about and leave the promotion to other people. So it's great you have an ally now. I would encourage you to pick up, you know, other people for other aspects of helping your book get a foothold in distribution. But I think you're going to go gangbusters, and I definitely see more speaking in the near future than more writing. But I think that's going to happen for you again too. So I don't know. What do you think, Michael?
Wow.
What's coming to you, sir?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're quite a person.
Pretty much agreeing with what you're saying. Amala, I'm getting it's going to be a slow build for you. So don't, you know, when you start going on tour, I wouldn't, you know, try to like go out of the gate quick, right? And get out there. Going to be a slow build. But what I'm getting is it's kind of like you need to think about how you're going to present this, how you're going to talk about your book. It's almost kind of like the way they're showing it to me is like, you need to also be just as creative in talking about it and presenting it as
yes.
in the way you wrote it and the way you think about the ideas. Do you understand that?
No, absolutely. It makes sense to me. Yes.
Yeah. So they're yes. saying just like really use this time right now before you hit the book tour. You know,
yes.
you already know everything, but it's kind of like, you know, how am I going to convey like the really the highlights of the book, right?
Right.
Stuff also too that's really important to you. And I'm just going to call it magic.
Yeah.
So, you know, the magical parts of the book, the,
yes.
you, the magical way you live your life, the magical way
right.
You communicate or receive information.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
so they're saying,
the first thing that just came, I'm sorry, go ahead, please, Michael. Go ahead.
So anyway, they're just saying it's really important just to kind of think about all that and
yep.
Figure out a way to present all that and not
yeah.
to stress about it. It's really kind of connect with the energy in your book and
yeah.
letting it come out.
Yeah, makes sense. And I think it's
yeah.
just like, because this is really just a quote book, so there's really no story to it. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
with my speaking engagements, I always have like a 3 to 5 minute story. People connect to a story and then
right.
go with what I'm going to talk about. Yeah. So, and a lot of the times I am very just intuitively just kind of just tap into what spirit is telling me to talk about. But I do
mm-hmm.
go, I mean, like most venues want me to have like, what are you speaking about? Of course I have, you know, a topic, but. It's
mm-hmm.
exciting. I'm like now ready. I'm ready to just talk about not just the book per se, but I really think people need to resonate with not just like,
mm-hmm.
okay, so there's a zillion blind people out there, right? There's a zillion speakers
right.
out there. There's a zillion authors out there. What makes me, right? Well, how can the audience
right.
relate to me? Yeah, I got it. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
makes sense.
So
yeah.
I'm gonna jump in here again. Is that okay, Michael? Do you want to say some more?
Yeah. That's
so
it.
My guides are,
go ahead.
My guides are really excited about you creating some kind of a workshop from your book.
Okay.
Online,
okay.
So that people can really have a hands-on, guided. Participatory experience with your book, not just, you know, you talking about it or them reading it or
yeah.
discussing it, but where
yeah.
they actually, you know, get some like life lessons. So maybe 10 of the tenets from your book that you think are really applicable or that you could help get somebody help you to develop into, you know, like I was saying, a living experience where they get to really use their sensory aspect of,
yeah.
things and are, you know, confronted in a gentle but firm way with their belief systems, and they get a chance to really bond with people. You know, you lead them through a whole experience so that when they come out of it, they'll feel like, you know, if they didn't change during the workshop, they have the potential to change and grow from the tools that they picked up. Because I think your book, and you may need to combine it from the other work you've done and even work that you haven't published yet. But
okay.
I think there's a real potential for you to grow your audience and to really help people by, you know, when you're recovered from your process of getting this book to the finish line.
Yeah.
You know, but hopefully before you start, you know, your first kickoff event, to really come up with a format that people can use and that you can administer and develop. They can put into practice the things you're talking about and not just, you know,
right.
so often what happens with self-help books is people read them and then they go, oh, yeah, okay, I'll do that later, or I'm never going to do that, or I don't know how to do it, you know. So if you show them how, you can – you know, you've got such a great example. You're like, look, you know, I could have sat in a corner and, you know, sucked my thumb or whatever, but,
yes.
you know, I did these amazing things. I became a writer. So I would definitely start developing that.
It's just, and it's just in and of itself, like, I mean, I don't think it's a big deal, but people around me did. Like, I wrote, you might laugh at this, and a lot of people are surprised, but I wrote my phone on my, I wrote my book, which the first one was over 200 pages, on my phone. And I typed every word. And they're flubs. Yeah, they're flubs on the first book. But then you live and you learn. And then this one, I typed it myself, too. And, of course, I see through fog, all that. But, you know, if I don't need to use a voice activation, which is there, but, I mean, I still can read and I still can type. So I type, you know, like I do what I can. And I think that in and of itself, you know, writing a book is not easy as anyway. And to, I just, you know, part of me is like now that I'm on the other side, I'm like, I don't know how I did this. And all I can, I could just say and express is it's spirit that's guiding me. Spirit's just like, you know, you got to do this, you got to do it. Let's do it.
And
that's what's so amazing about this. It's not about, I'm going to end with, I know we've taken some time, but like, I'm just going to say one thing. It's in my book too, the quote book. It's like, don't, when you don't feel something is going right, don't look lateral. Look up. Look up.
Right.
The man, woman upstairs, spirit, whatever you believe in is going to guide you through. Because honestly, I don't know how I did what I did without that. Honestly.
Yeah.
Without angels and guides and God, a creator, whatever you want to call it, guiding me, leading me the way. I was running away from this book. I really was. It's been a heck of a year. And it was spirits was like, you have to do this. And I'm like, you've got to, I really don't want to. I knew because the first book, I was exhausted. I just even thinking about it exhausted me. But yeah, so it's just, it's interesting. Your mind wants to do what it wants to do, but if you stop and listen and meditate and do what you guys pretty much do, I just do it differently.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing, right. But just different. Yeah, so anyway, I just wanted to end with that. It's just, it's an amazing journey. It really is. And thank you for...
Well, thank you.
Thank you for your guidance and what the spirit had to tell me, because it's very helpful, both of you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling.
Check in with us.
Thank you for calling.
Let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
I will. Thank you so much. Take good care.
All right.
All right, you too.
Have a good one.
Best of luck.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
All right.
Bye for now.
We'll take a couple more callers here. And let's see, area code 904. Hello, 904. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hi.
Hi, I'm calling from Florida.
I'm sorry, what is your name?
Wendy.
Wendy from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
How can we help you?
I want to know what you see coming up for me in regards to love, please.
What would you like to know specifically about love?
The relationship.
You want to know if you're going to have one coming up?
Yes, please.
Oh, can you not do whatever you're doing?
Oh, I just put
Hello?
The phone down and it rattled a little. Sorry.
Oh, okay. It's okay. I was making some weird noise. Okay. Let's see. I'm getting you're going to get a relationship. It feels like you're going to start meeting people really soon. But it feels like you're going to find someone late summer, early fall that you'll start dating a little more serious. Yeah. How about you, Lawrence? Are you getting anything from Wendy?
Wendy, are you in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not.
That's interesting.
Do you see somebody around?
Well, sometimes what that means is that, excuse me, there's some unfinished business with a previous relationship. So I don't know if, you know, if there's somebody that you were close to previously, but their energy is still connected with you. So it might be to your advantage to just kind of do a personal inventory and see if there's any outstanding feelings or issues or connections that you have with somebody from your past that you don't feel is really serving you at this point, and you know, maybe work on.
There was somebody from the past, but it just seems like mm-hmm. he was playing games and he couldn't say 1 + 1 = 2, so it was just always a head game, I guess. But
yeah,
it's not that. I mean, he tracked me down, but it never went anywhere. You can't drive a car without gas, and even if it's electric, you got to have power. So, you know, an older guy, but
I think you need
just
to
with the head
with
games and the mind games, and I guess he was stuck on his previous relationship, so it never got off. The car didn't start, put it that way.
Yeah, well, you know, you've got you must be from the South originally. You got a bunch of sayings up your sleeve. I think you should connect with our previous caller and maybe collaborate on her next book with her, because you've got some pretty witty quotes there. Then maybe what's going on is this person is still attached to you, even though you're not really connected in your feelings with them anymore. So what I would suggest is doing a clearing or cleansing or kind of cutting of the cord exercise or ritual even about this person, just to make sure that there isn't anything opposing you or standing in your way of welcoming, like Michael was saying, the new relationship that's coming to you. And it can be, you know, just some meditation work where you're focusing on severing ties with this person, or you know, you can have an object or write something down and burn it or destroy it, but something so that you're giving yourself positive feedback that you've completely moved on and that this person doesn't have any attachment to you anymore, and see if that doing something like that changes the atmosphere of your quest for a new person in your life. Okay.
So I need to burn something, or what do I need to do?
Well, something, yeah, if you...
Write his name on a paper and burn it?
Exactly. Yep.
Need to trip and burn that sucker. Okay.
But do it in a safe place and outside.
I know.
Cause any problems. I don't want to read about a, you know, forest fire in Florida that started. You don't need that karma. All right? So, yeah,
Well, good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Wendy. Thanks
for
calling.
Good luck, Wendy. Let us know how it goes.
Yep. Come back
to
the Psychic Funhouse anytime. All right. You're welcome.
All right. We have time for one more caller.
I think your battery's getting low. You're beeping.
Oh, my God. Yeah, here in the studio, we have this car alarm that is constantly going off. It's lovely. Uh-oh. Especially early in the morning, and it's nice and sensitive. Mm-hmm. So when loud cars go by it likes to let everybody know it's
awesome.
There. Okay, here we go. Next caller is area code 347. Where are you calling from, 347? Hello.
Hey, this is Marie.
What's your name and where? Okay. I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Marie.
Hi, Marie.
Hi.
How can we help you?
And I'm calling from New York.
Yes.
I guess I wanted a love reading as well. I just wanted to see if there was any opportunities for anything blooming.
You know what? As soon as you started talking, is there somebody at work you like, or maybe you think likes you?
You see, I never really know.
No?
I don't think so, because nobody really, well, I think there's this one guy who really likes me, but he doesn't really make it obvious, because whenever I'm around, he just, like, ignores me.
Well,
but when it comes
to,
like, texting, at least he's open.
Uh-huh. So do you let him know that you see him, or are you not? Well, first of all, do you like him, you know, enough?
I mean, I would be interested to find out more, but, like, on surface level stuff, not really.
Well, because as soon as you said, I want to know about love, it, boom, work came up, and I feel somebody at work. So I think that's a really good opportunity for you, so I would explore it. I feel that you're a person that needs to meet people, so it doesn't feel like the app is good for you. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, well, now that things are opening up, and I think back there, back east, it's really open for you all back there, so y'all. I think you should really get yourself out there and, you know, start doing activities with, you know, crowds. So maybe like hiking or going up to the Catskills for a day or, you know, Central Park thing. It's just kind of like get out and meet people. I think you do mm-hmm. better when it's not so threatening, right? Like, oh, I got to go meet this person for the first time. But you're doing an activity. It's fun. You enjoy doing this thing. And do you like looking at art? Because I keep seeing museums, too, with you.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So, you know, that's a great thing to do. Like, I know there's groups that go look at art, and especially, like, down at the galleries. So, you know, connect to a group that looks at art. And, you know, it's – but here, your responsibility, too, Spirit is saying, it's kind of like it feels like you're shy and it's hard for you to let people know that you're available. So you're going to have to push yourself and challenge yourself to really let people know that you're available. Now,
okay.
And kind of sparkle a little bit more. I mean, not totally be untrue to who you really are, but you know, we can't be super quiet either, you know, because then people are like, oh, well, I guess she doesn't want to talk to me. So it's kind of like, oh, yeah. So drop enough hints. You're single and you're ready to mingle.
Okay.
But check out the guy at work. I would really start chatting him up a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think what's his name? What's his first name?
So his first name is Zach.
Zach?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I kind of get he's shy too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I think so because,
Yeah, that's right. That's the perfect combo for people who are shy. So you're going to have to be a little brave here and just flirt a little bit, you know. Hi, Zach. Just whatever you do. I don't know. I'm not a great flirt. But anyway, it's just whatever you do, just try to be a little more animated around him. To kind of let him know, like, oh, you know, I saw you looking over there. What did you want? Want to ask me out? What are you looking for?
That.
A date?
Because I'm available.
Exactly. So take a ticket and let's make an appointment. Yeah.
I love that. Thank you.
Yeah. What about you, Lawrence? Do you have a...
Hey, you guys are having so much fun.
Right?
Well, yeah. So yeah, which is good. Because it's a fun subject. The sense I get, Marie, about Zach is that, you know, at the very least, if you engage with him and let him know you're interested in him, you know, just interested. It doesn't even have to be beyond that. Like you said, you may not be attracted to him. But you know, the interesting thing about relationships is they don't always start off with this romantic, you know, Hollywood-style head over heels. Sometimes it's a slow burn that becomes something really deep. But I get the sense that when you, you know, make some moves towards them, just show some interest, you're actually going to activate the potential of another relationship, because somebody's going to see that you're demonstrating, like Michael's saying, that you're back on the market or whatever, or that you weren't off the market, but that, you know, you are available. And I think somebody's going to come out of the woodwork that you might find to be pretty compatible, either in the office setting or just because you're putting out that vibe again. So, you know, I'm not saying to be superficial with this that person or to use them as a stepping stone, because you want to be authentic. But I do think that there's a potential for you. Yeah, there's a potential for you to start kind of energizing your attractive quotient, let's call it that, by kind of working with him. And that's okay, as long as you're friendly, you know, and you're not trying to be somebody you're not with him, then things should go fine for you. But you've got some pretty attractive qualities. I think there's a few things that you're working on to kind of shore up the other stuff, but that's mostly just going to take some time because you're a pretty youthful person. So, but you've got a lot of good qualities that anybody would find really attractive. So don't be insecure about any of that.
Okay.
Because you don't have to be anymore. Michael and I said so. So no more insecurity. It's all gone now.
No more.
Totally confident.
Thank you.
Right.
Confidence activated.
Exactly.
There you
go.
Like you. Perfect.
Super psychic.
That's how you do it.
Activate.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now you can come back
to us
when you
do
it.
And let us know how it goes. Okay?
Oh, definitely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hey, invite us,
okay.
Invite us
take
to
care,
the marriage.
Yeah,
you too.
To the wedding.
Bye.
They want to go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Take care.
All right, bye.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Bye. Thanks for calling. Can you believe that it's that time already?
I believe.
Yes.
That was such a nice show. What
well,
nice callers.
I know. We had a really good show. Thank you, everybody, for such a great show. Really good questions, great callers, great people. So be sure to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. And we're here every Friday evening, 6 p.m. Pacific time. Lawrence, how can people get a hold of you?
The number to call or text is 541-344-7534. Email me at givingtree@earthlink.net. Check out my Facebook page, Giving Tree Farm Herbs, or my website, givingtreefarm.com. Mr. Espinosa, people want a healing from you or just to find out more about the wonderful work you do. What's the best way for them to do that, sir?
You can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com. You can book a session there. You can also call or text me at 562-457-0457. Again, thank you, everybody, for listening. We appreciate all of you listening to our show and supporting us. So we bid you adieu. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you back here at the Psychic Funhouse. Take care, everybody.
Be well.
Be well.